I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns about plans to restore a historic estuary and food source in Wellfleet.
In the late 1800s, Wellfleet had the second most productive herring run in Massachusetts. Subsistence herring fishing was a spring tradition. Each resident was allowed to take 200 fish for preserving and eating fresh. Now, it's illegal for most citizens to take any river herring in Massachusetts. John Portnoy of Wellfleet has been studying the history of the town's Herring River for almost 30 years.
Annual town reports talk a lot about the herring fishery here, and it was a major feature in every annual report, and there was great interest in the herring fishery. It was by the mid to late 19th century, it was annually auctioned off to the highest bidder, and by around 1900, it was valued at around $1,000, which is a huge amount of money back then.
The winner of that auction had the right to commercially fish the run and could catch as many river herring as they wanted. Catch reports indicate that over 200,000 fish were harvested between 1888 and 1890, and this was probably only a small fraction of the population. Today, the Herring River sees only a few thousand fish every year. The decline is related to a structure that's limited the river's tidal flow for over 100 years.
The dike was built in 1909, and things started to change pretty radically after that, because the dike was originally built mostly, as it was thought, to control mosquitoes by dewatering the marsh. But it turned out that the dike impounded a lot of water behind it, and that caused stagnant water breeding sites for mosquitoes.
Rather than take down the dike, the town started digging drainage ditches and pouring kerosene on the surface of the water to kill mosquito larvae. John showed me a graph comparing the money the town received from the herring auction to the money it spent on mosquito control. The lines are pretty obvious. The more the town invested in killing insects, the less money it got from the highest bidder for the run every year.
As indicated by the value of the auction, it dropped way off, down to like less than $100, and there was very little fishing activity after the dike was constructed.
As decades have passed, water quality upstream of the dike has gotten progressively worse, and the river has seen a number of fish kills due to high acidity and low oxygen. In an effort to reverse over 100 years of habitat degradation for river herring and other species of finfish, shellfish, and plants, the Cape Cod National Seashore has started planning to restore full tidal flow to the 1,100-acre estuary. Barbara Brenesel is on the board of Friends of Herring River, a nonprofit that works to raise awareness and money for the river's restoration.
This has been going on for quite a few years, and it's going to be quite a few more years before anything gets done. We finally are seeing some actual work being done in terms of engineering and design. So it's inching along, but it will be a while. And even when it starts, it's not going to be a let's open up the dike and everything's going to be better kind of thing. It's going to be a very gradual process where the water, the tides will be allowed to be restored in a very gradual way so that the habitat can be managed and folks can look at what's happening at each stage.
Barbara Brenesel and John Portnoy say construction of physical structures to help restore the tides could start as soon as 2016. But even so, it will likely be decades before a full restoration is possible. In the meantime, volunteers go out each spring to count individual river herring as they swim upstream to spawn. It's more of a time for quiet scientific study than the feast and celebration the return of the herring once was.
From the time of the pilgrims, the native folks, Squanto, taught the settlers to catch river herring, mostly alewives. It was almost effortless because you didn't have to go out with a pole or nets and catch them. The fish actually came to you. It transports itself to the consumer. So, and it could be counted on year after year after year.
Wellfleet's Herring River isn't the only New England herring run in trouble. River herring populations in many runs are down to single digits, where hundreds of thousands of fish used to migrate every spring. You can learn more about efforts to restore local herring runs and this important historic food source on our website. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Also online are several photos of the historic herring fishery at Wellfleet's Herring River. That's at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.